We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're in.
What's up, everybody? It's Jacob and Ann here from Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Jacob, as I just said.
And I'm Ann.
And we're live in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, on the back of a hotel. The back porch of a hotel, enjoying a good Friday night with some pals, some friends, and each other.
Yeah. The only reason I was doing this is because there's bears in Gatlinburg.
Do you see any bears right now?
Well, maybe.
No, there's no bears.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. We are currently live on Facebook, Instagram. We're
in space.
There's not.
I don't know why you keep leaving MySpace out.
Hey,
put some respect on that.
You know what? Did you ever watch Entourage? You're too young for that show.
I think I was watching Barney when Entourage came out.
So it took this is how old that show is. Is it literally took a season and a half before they even mentioned MySpace as
So Tom wasn't even around.
And then they started talking of and then season six they mentioned Facebook.
Yeah.
That's how old. So, anyway, what are we doing here in Gatlinburg?
Well, we're here to work a youth tournament this weekend. We're going to have a lot of fun with the kids. You know, it's a two-day event. It's supposed to be really good. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting.
All right, cool. What is going to be different about this tournament from any other
year? So, this is, to put a specific label on anything, I don't know that anything's going to be different. Per se, This is a sanctioned USA flag tournament.
There we go.
So we're still going to be, doing things same, business as usual for that. We brought a lot of great officials in for this tournament. Rocky Top Sports World is really excited to have us there. I'm really excited to work with them. I hope everybody else is. Super nice facility. Probably one of the coolest backdrops I've seen for a tournament, though, in quite a while.
So the question I'm already seeing on all live streams is, will you have a golf cart this week?
Of course. I don't know why everybody would be worried about that. I'm going to have the cart.
Okay.
We're going to be riding around with the top down,
yeah,
letting these bangs blow in the wind. All right?
Now, I did notice a teenager earlier today here in Gatlinburg with a very similar haircut. Is that a Tennessee haircut?
No, I think that's a guy with some swagger. Okay. He wants to look good, feel good, be good. You got to have a haircut like this. Okay. Front mullet is a trend. It can be a trend.
Okay. All right, Boomer. Let me just ask you this. So this is actually the second time we've been live this week, but we did something a little different, right?
Okay.
What are those? Where's that? New Hampshire?
Tambo time?
No, it's not that. No, hold on. There was no Tambo on any time that we were live on Tuesday.
Picking
night
on my dog Tambo. He's gonna drop kick you and I'm gonna laugh. No. So they're from Boston. No.
No.
Close enough. They're in Mass. They're in that New England area.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So yeah, they're in that area.
Okay. Yeah. And what, did you have fun?
I had a blast. It was great being with John and Ben. We hated that Tambo couldn't be there for Tambo time. But man, we had fun. A lot of fun. Okay. It was really cool to see John in the driver's seat really take control of the show. And Ben, from all behind the scenes stuff, you know, just a couple great dudes. You know, yeah. I look forward to being, you know, we got invited back at some point. Looking forward to that. Tambo, you know, he might not like it now that he went and watched and we renamed the show for him. But I think it's going to be great. You know, when we get invited back.
It's not like they made a permanent sign for Tambo time. It's makeshift.
What do you mean? The wall is painted. It's definitely permanent.
Okay.
It's definitely permanent.
All right, fair enough. Our appearance on Tambo Time was sponsored by Tacky Bar.
Hit up my dog, Kevin McDonald, for all your ball prep needs.
Ball prep? Really? That's what we're doing here?
That's what it's called, isn't it?
Okay. My bad. All right, so two things I want to talk about this whole...
There's a kid in the window. My bad, we'll keep it down. Keep it down, all right? People trying to sleep. They're getting ready for Dollywood tomorrow. So if you don't know anything about Gatlinburg, probably the cleanest theme park in the country is here in Gatlinburg, North Carolina. It's called Dollywood. It's named after Dolly Parton. She owns it. You know, it's super nice, super fun, and they got some pretty good fried chicken.
This is like the East Coast version of what Michael Jackson did in California.
No,
right?
That's sexual predators. Hey, I just said keep it down. There's a kid in the window trying to sleep. And here you are busting a gun. What do you expect? No, dude, Dolly Parton has a thing.
I just did. Didn't he have an amusement park in California?
Yeah. Hey, sorry, we'll keep it down.
Keep it down.
There was a lady right there now. Mom's at the window. Jesus Christ, folks.
They could close the window. Your
noise still travels through.
Sorry. No. So I want to talk about this New Hampshire Flag Football League or whatever Tambo is connected to. Okay. Right. First and foremost, I'm always going to have an issue with the whole flag football, but you can stiff arm.
So is a stiff arm a flag guard?
It feels like a flag guard.
It's definitely a flag guard. It's a flag guard. Everybody does their own thing.
I know.
And ultimately, like, I try not to fight people on doing their own things. But eventually, you got to come back around to playing national.
Yeah.
You know? You can do your own thing. If that works for you, great. But keep it local. Don't try to push it on other people.
Yeah.
That's what I boil down to.
That makes sense. I do think that is just... You're just getting too far away from a defender's ability to pull the flag. I don't know. Sorry guys in New Hampshire and other organizations that do this. I just think that if you're calling it flag football, you can't have stiff arm. That's my stance on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, next up.
You're sitting, so.
Next up, am I right that they are doing Vegas betting on their games?
I think it's fantastic. I watched a little bit. So we were on the first half of the show, or first quarter, whatever you want to call it. We were on the first bit of their show. They went through our podcast, talked about everything. Shout out to those guys again for having us on.
Yeah, we love the Ben Show.
You know, I think the thing they put odds on their games.
That's so crazy.
And it's so cool. It's really cool to see how involved the teams get, how involved the organization gets. And it's a fun aspect. There's so many different things you can do with flag football, and it never ceases to amaze me to see what people can do.
Yeah.
What people come up with and how they can incorporate different things.
Now, I don't know if that's legal or not. Maybe New Hampshire has somewhere.
We are not the police. Okay. We just enforce the rules of the game.
Yeah.
What we're not going to do is call out legalities that can get people in trouble, Ant.
Well, my next, I'm not here to dry snitch, but
sounds like it.
In North Carolina, I've witnessed somebody by the name of Brit Brat. Organized some
Brit Brat sets are A1
sideline betting
play by play for nickels and dimes. If you don't play, you better pay up and you better have your coins. They'll keep a little change purse on the sideline and they bet every play. It's fantastic.
Okay, so my understanding for the draft tournament next weekend, let's segue into that with right. Campbell City Draft Tournament.
Yep.
She will be betting on the sideline, and she is selling her world-famous cake jars.
World-famous A1. They're the best things ever. I think she's got this year banana pudding, strawberry shortcake, and I cannot remember what the last one was, but I ordered all three. So make sure you hit, if you haven't talked to Britt Brad already, hit her up. Make sure you get your orders in. They're really caught. They're really cheap, but it's great to eat. It's a good thing.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that she might use cream cheese in the making of some of that.
You mean a cream, you know, something you use for dessert? Okay with that.
Hey, you know what? It's so funny because when this conversation first started, you said cream cheese only belonged on a bagel. And I feel like every time I get somebody that either agrees with me or brings up another opportunity for cream. Have you ever had queso?
Yeah.
With cream cheese in it?
No. Psycho. You know, we've talked now for, here we go. We've talked about this now for what? 70 episodes?
Yeah.
You've got to be pushing 70 episodes, and you still won't budge on this cream cheese.
I'm not going to.
I know.
It's embarrassing. Well, but
deeply embarrassing.
But Dean tried it, and he said he loved it.
Yeah, see, tell him, Trav, no one agrees. Nobody agrees. He thinks he's got somebody in the Cayman Islands, shout out my man Dean, that loves it. Dean don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't even want – is this – oh, man, I can't even – again, I have now witnessed since experiencing a cheesesteak in Philadelphia, I've now experienced in three different states one that's better than what they offer.
Well, I mean, what they gave us was garbage.
Yeah, and he co-signed it, though. He could have brought us somewhere else. He literally drove us there.
Bro. Yeah, he drove us. Ed planted the seed. Pause. And – yeah, it was just not. I mean, it was a good time.
What?
Wasn't for my stomach, but it was for, you know, my brain and my heart.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but and also, are you willing to say that you want to take advice from somebody that dips mozzarella sticks in barbecue sauce?
That was a tough sell. That was a really tough sell. I'm not gonna lie to you. When I saw him do it, I about flipped the picnic table over. But your children were sitting there, and out of respect for you. I did not do that.
Fair enough. Okay.
So he said it was a terrible time.
I know that footage can never be released because we basically went on for 45 minutes talking about how terrible of a place that was.
You know, I think you release it and just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, look, he's got Jersey family. I've got Long Island family. Like, we can make something happen. You know, we can... No problem. Yeah. Trav, I got your back, bro.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we got Gatlinburg right now. We got Campbell City next weekend. Yep. So I don't know much about this draft tournament. Anything else you want to fill everybody in about how this all works?
It's such a cool experience. You know, we really get – we don't have the exact same captains every week or every year. But we do have a kind of a core group of captains that sign up each year. They understand the process. These guys really invest in it. I can tell you right now, one captain has gone to Kinko's and has draft boards made up at his house for this. Several of them do draft preps. They read the, you know, the draft cards. They read them for what they're worth. You have a lot of people who use them kind of as a lighthearted way to get their name out there. But you have also a lot of people who use that. They're trying to get noticed. They're trying to get on a travel team. They're trying to get involved in the game. And this is my favorite way to include and incorporate people. Because a lot of times you see where these free agent teams, people try to jump on and it just never pans out and people get left out of the game. That could be bringing more people in. So I really look forward to this. It's always a good time. Everyone has a good time with it. They're still very competitive, and I enjoy that, and I appreciate that, because ultimately, at the end of the day, we're playing for a set of flags and a pretty sweet other prize. I'm not going to say on here because I can't remember, full disclosure, if Krista's released it or not. And if she hasn't, I'm not going to be the one to break it. So
we weren't getting the clocks running exclusive.
Not for that.
Oh, okay.
No. But I'm pretty excited. What we got in store for the winners this year, it's pretty dope. It's pretty unique to us. I'm really looking forward to it. Every year, it's always exciting. And I think the biggest thing this year, it's a lot of new players.
Nice.
It's a lot of players we haven't seen before. It's a lot of people asking questions. Hey, who is this person? Hey, who is this person? Where do they come from? Where are they coming from to play in this? They're trying to figure out what region of North Carolina they're going to be coming from, because that matters. Okay. You know, the style of play is different from Raleigh to Charlotte to Wilmington to the Triad. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of competition we have with all these new players.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the same old, same old.
All right. So do you mean like the way that people play offense, defense, like how are the styles different in such a small rural state of North Carolina?
So the biggest thing, and people can correct me if I'm wrong, no big deal. I look at more of the Triad and the Raleigh area as more of the, I've always looked at them as, to me, what the traditional style of five man is. You have a block and back. You have you run a closer to football type offense than what the Charlotte area did. The Charlotte area to me is where I learned how to spread out, how to make things different, be a little bit quicker. A lot of the guys from the Charlotte area started in non-contact and then came over to contact, and they accelerated right up to the top level really quickly. So the styles of play are different. I'd almost include Wilmington. Wilmington's kind of a hybrid. They do a little bit of both. They're a little bit unique. They play a lot of seven man out there. So they kind of get the best of both worlds. So it's always interesting to see how guys mix and match and what they're gonna do. I think the first two rounds are gonna be kind of boring, to be honest with you.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're going to see the normal regular faces come off the board pretty quick. There's not going to be much, you know, there might be a couple of surprises, but they'll go pretty quick. The next three rounds to me, rounds 3 through 5, are where you're going to get your best players.
Yeah.
Okay. Are your most impactful players. And it's going to be a lot of names that we don't know.
Gotcha.
And I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. All right, cool. I think about Fives Contact and just as far as whether it was in Colorado or traveling, there's like two really different styles of Fives Contact. It's either Eights Contact teams that wanted to keep the big guys,
yep,
and they just, you know, dropped a few of the random players.
Sure.
And so you would see them start the game with three big linemen on the field and they're trying to run an I formation, get as many yards as possible. Or you find the teams that predominantly play non-contact and they want to run spread and they just have some guys that, you know, played the, you know, whatever it was, high school, college, so they can put some hands on guys, you know. So it's interesting because going into a tournament, it's very different with non-contact. Non-contact, you kind of know what you're going to,
yep,
get when you face a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like in Fives Contact, you really don't know.
Absolutely.
And the teams that are successful will build a roster to kind of hold both of those.
Yep, they'll be able to do that. They'll also be able to change up their scheme quickly to, okay, we're going to prep for this. Okay, they're going to run two bigs on the field. They're going to try to keep everything short and intermediate. And then next series, they come out there and it's not that they spread out. It's nothing but quick guys who can get down the field quick and it changes the game. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's where you see the success.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm excited about that. You know, I always like to talk about the wide world of flag football. And so, but this is true in this moment. We're not, I'm not going to just bring up the random West Coast things, you know, that you love me talking about. No, we're talking about Cairo, Egypt. Okay, tell me about what happened in Egypt.
So, you know, we were looking at the scores just a little bit ago. Somebody said sick invite. Who was that? Oh, hey, man. That's not how it works. Oh, it's John. We talked about you at the beginning of the show. Where you been? All right. Let's talk about Cairo. So Cairo, you saw scores kind of all over the place. You know, and there was no – I mean, there was some lopsided games.
But you
didn't have any game. I mean, I don't think anybody went undefeated. Not that I could tell.
No, because
there was games winning and losing. Hey, boss, you got to be off the pad for it to scan you in. Off that black pad you're standing on. Hey, yeah, scan your thing, but you got to be off the pad. It'll open the door. You got your hotel key card? There you go. Yeah, man, have a good night. So,
Egypt.
Cairo. Door not getting open. Bears. Gatlinburg. Hollywood. Anyways. There was no clear-cut dominant win. Or dominant team. The teams that were, you know, blowing some teams out were getting blown out by other teams.
Yeah.
Scores were kind of all over the place. There was a few close games. I think Egypt, the men's team, I think they went 2-0. But I don't think they're back in the window again. I've got the attention span of a squirrel, you guys. That's why you need a tacky bar.
Yeah. No, that was great. I think you covered everything about Cairo, Egypt, and IFAB. It's just historical. This is the first time that they're having a tournament, you know, in Africa. They had, I think, one team compete in Finland. I think it was Cameroon. And, you know, they were there. They made their appearance. They got a ranking. But, you know, ultimately, this is a tournament that there were countries from all over Africa participating in this. This is very exciting. Yeah. You know, it's like there was a woman that, you know, scored the first touchdown in an international flag football game in Africa. Like, that's, you know, very cool stuff. So that's exciting to see. I want to bring this up because, you know, this is actually a conversation I had with an international official earlier in the week. And I noticed in the, you know, kind of media of this event, there are two logos that were featured in this event. So not only was IFAF, which we're used to seeing with the international events, but now it said right next to IFAF, NFL Africa. So where the conversation went that I had earlier in the week with another official is the fact that there are so many rule books that still could be relevant for what is accepted in the Olympics as the Olympic rule book. Now, do you think seeing those two logos together is, you know, foreshadowing of what might come for the Olympics?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I think it's still a little early for that right now. I think a tournament of that caliber and that location of the world, I think it needs any kind of financial backing it can
get. Gotcha. Okay.
I think that plays a big factor in it. So I think them working, from my understanding, they work hand in hand. NFL and IFAF, Roger Goodell and the president of IFAF seem to have a really good relationship. Sorry, I can't remember his name right now. I'm sure I'm going to get lit up about it. But from my understanding, they have a very good relationship. They work really well together. And they so this them doing this is – why is TJ texting me? What's up? Anyways, back to Squirrel. So I think the big thing is, you know, you want to be able to work together with people right now, especially in international communities. So if people are available, people are able to do things, go for it.
Yeah.
If you can work with somebody, absolutely. especially if we're trying to better the game. I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think there's any chance, though, now IFAF does have a rule book that includes both fives and sevens. Do you think there's any chance with it before the Olympics it changing over to sevens? So it's definitely going to be
fives. I believe it's going to be fives. Okay. They made it pretty clear that they're going to run fives. I think that was something that they kind of pushed when they had the World Games in 2022. They said, this is how we want to do things. This is what we want to do for the Olympics. This is the way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't foresee any type of change format-wise. For that.
Gotcha. Now we are seeing some interesting things internationally. So with the World Games, no men's flag football, but women's. So it's only women's flag football at the World Games this coming year. Yeah. So
So that's why they're going to Panama.
Okay. Yeah. So that now the Continentals this year is in Panama. Okay. The last time around it was in Charlotte. Yep. So that'll have both men's and women's, huh?
Yep. No,
keep going. Okay.
Keep going.
So that's an interesting switch. So the World Games, the first time they had flag football, they had both men's and women's.
Okay.
Of course, we all remember Mexico women's winning the gold medal.
Why did you just jump up?
I get excited every time.
That might be the barbecue you ate earlier.
I think about the World Games, I think about Mexico winning gold.
So
it's so amazing.
To me. I just want to present to you in 2025, there are still Dallas Cowboy fans. People still do hold on to things from the past and they don't move on and look at what's in the recent area.
Okay. So that we've had another World Game since then.
And this moment's brought to you by Smacking sunflower seeds. Cause I'm gonna put a mouthful. Never mind.
So
I was about to say something, and it was gonna go down a really bad path.
So, why do you think there isn't men's flag football in China this year?
Probably because the Chinese haven't established a men's team yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think about that.
You know, I think that might be a factor, and I don't know that for certain.
Yeah.
I don't know what's. You know, but, you know, your host country gets an automatic bid.
Yeah.
And then I believe it's what's just
seven
others. Yeah. So only taking the eight. So, you know, if they don't have, you know, a host team, they may just say, hey, we're scrapping it all together.
Oh, okay.
So that may have been the case. I don't know that for certain. I don't know that to be the case. I don't know anything really outside of
clock front. There you go. The other thing that is exciting that's happening, in the very near future, is Mexico is going to have a revenge game from Finland against Austria. Mexico men's team and Austria will be having a rematch, kind of a international exhibition. It's exciting stuff, you know.
Finland's going to beat them again?
No,
Austria's going to beat them again?
No, I don't think so.
So here on Clocks Running, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put a 20 push-up bet on it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All 20 right. push-ups. 20 push-ups on command.
Okay.
Whenever you decide, whenever I decide I want them.
Yeah.
You know, the Austria is going to beat Mexico.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Got it. And that bet is sponsored by Dubby Energy. I just got the pre-workout, bro. It is Tiger's Blood.
So that's why you're so jumpy. Okay.
You remember Tiger's Blood from, Kona Ice.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah. What are you, 12?
Wow. I mean, I just, you know, here's the thing. I got to the point where I was drinking two or three energy drinks a day.
Yeah, it's hard going.
And I wanted to cut down on that. And so trying a little, you know, pre-workout instead. And so I checked out this. We have a promo code exclusive to Clocks Running. You can get 10% off of any of their products. So check it out.
Yep.
But I will say, it is a really good pre-workout. It doesn't give you all the weird jitters that the tingles that like C4 gives you or anything like that. So it's a good product.
You get tingles and jitters?
Yeah, you never had pre-workout before?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't get the tingles in your fingers?
No, I don't have any blood circulating. That's a whole separate problem.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, I think I don't know. I feel like we talked about a lot of a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely.
Anything else we want to talk about?
I'm just looking forward to this weekend.
It's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be a good time. I think, you know, shout out to Rocky Top Sports World for bringing us up. Again, these guys are really ambitious. They're really looking forward to doing something. This is their first tournament ever for flag football. They are very established in other sports, but they're looking to grow the game. For the adults, they have a tournament they're offering in September. Check it out. October, they're coming back. Your youth team didn't make it in then. Check it out. You can get them in next time. So they are looking to get into the flag football scene. So I'm really excited, really happy to be able to support them.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a smooth drive here into Gatlinburg. I'm excited. I'm going to have the opportunity to work with Sonia from Pennsylvania. I'm very excited about that as well. So hopefully the coaches are nice and they don't give me any problems.
It's a cool play, man. Nobody's going home tomorrow.
So okay. Yeah, you know, we'll be cool. Okay.
Are you going to be cool?
I'm cool as a cucumber.
I'm cool as the other side of the pillow.
All right. Well, that being said, we appreciate everyone joining us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube,
MySpace,
MySpace.
We're going to get back on
Grindr for, no. Okay.
I'm a happily married man.
You said it last
week. I am, you know, and shout out, you know, I'll say this too.
Here we go.
You know, Rebecca and I, we're hitting on Sunday. It'll be 11 years. So,
nice.
You know, so shout out to, you know, super thankful for everything that I've been able to do with flag football. She's been in my corner supporting me. And, you know, that I hear a lot of people always say like, oh, you know, I got to do this. I can't do this because of this. She's never done that. She's always been so let me chase my dreams. And this has become a pretty cool one to be able to chase. So I love you. I appreciate you. Yeah.
That's awesome. What is the 11-year anniversary gift, you know?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah. What is it, like elephant tusks? No, I don't know. it's got to be something
too awesome. It's something weird, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know. You do those traditions, yearly?
No. We just tell each other we love each other and move on.
Yeah, okay, cool. You guys got any, like, special anniversary thing?
No, not for this weekend. She's in Idaho seeing the in-laws and everybody like that, her and Charlie, so they're up there doing their thing right now, and you know we're here grinding.
Yeah,
not on Grindr.
Okay, but we are on all platforms. You can find us on anywhere you listen to podcasts. This live is now available on Facebook and Instagram. It'll appear on YouTube, and we will kind of switch it over to a recorded version after the live. And then, you know, check us out on Instagram. We're constantly posting videos and fun clips. And we've got appearances by, of course, our favorite sideline reporter, Katura.
Yep.
We also, you know, we bring in some feature guests. We had, we had some fun with players and other officials coming on and just sharing, you know, experiences or answering random questions, doing all that stuff. So we appreciate everyone checking it all out. We are ticking up followers. We're closing in on, I think, 4,300. So 5,000 is going to be there soon.
Yep.
And from there, you know, 10K is the big number we want to reach. So please continue to like, subscribe, follow, share. When you see the Instagram live, please share it. Just so, you know, to help us. We also have merch available. We've got all kinds of different merch. So check us out with that. Just DM the Instagram. We have any questions to answer from live before we head out?
Just a lot of sensitive people in the comments. That's about it.
Okay, fair enough. All right. We'll appreciate everyone that joined us tonight. And we will see y'all soon.
All right. Be good. You got to hit end stream.